All right, what's going on, guys? This is End Time Headlines, and this is breaking news. It is Sunday, October 13th. We've got some news coming out regarding two fronts that we want to get you up to speed on. Again, I realize it is Sunday. Many of you guys are probably with your families or you're at church, but this is some significant developments. I want to start with we're going to talk about another foiled assassination attempt on Donald Trump. This latest one is coming out of California. And then we're going to talk about some developments going on in Israel right now with a drone attack that has caused a mass casualty event. So if you're just joining me and you're hopping onto the program, again, we've got breaking news on two fronts. One is here in the States of America, here in the United States. The other one is overseas in the Middle East dealing with Israel. We're going to talk about Trump. There has been yet another foiled assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump. This one, the latest one, is coming out of California at a rally. And then we're going to shift and talk a little bit about the Middle East. And there has been what looks like a drone attack that has taken out, they're calling this a mass casualty event. So we want to thank you for hopping on today. We got a lot to talk about. Let's talk about it.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, welcome everybody. This is End Time Headlines, news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. Again, it is Sunday, October 13th. We got a lot of people hopping on. As people are hopping on, we'll kind of recap you on this. We want to welcome you live. If you're in the comment section below, there in the chat on YouTube, we welcome you to the program. Let us know where you're joining us from. Today, we've got a couple stories we want to cover for you. This first one is coming out of California. I want to pull this up and show you what we're talking about here. Trump has been targeted by yet another assassination attempt. This is absolutely ridiculous, guys. Now, according to the Daily Mail, they're calling this the third assassination attempt. Some would speculate and say this is the fourth one. And the reason why I say that, if you remember a while back, we covered this in New York when Trump was having a rally. I believe it was right there in Long Island, if I'm not mistaken, or somewhere in New York. There was some reports of a bomb material that was discovered in a car outside of the rally. There was a lot of police cars and the SWAT team was called out. And then it come to find out that they actually reported it as an attempt, and then they came back and changed their whole tune. So it'll be interesting what they say on this one, if they change the narrative. But as of right now, they're saying this is another attempt on Trump's life. But back to New York, when they changed the narrative, it turned out to be a drill where they were carrying out a drill where they had bomb sniffing dogs and plastic explosives in a vehicle outside of a Trump rally. Now, again, you can believe what you want, but I think that is very reckless and irresponsible to carry out a drill in a real life scenario. And I'm talking about in regards to an actual rally taking place. So again, I believe there's a lot of things that we won't know and they won't tell us everything. But let me get back to this. I want to scroll down here a little bit and show you what this is saying. Quote, Donald Trump seems to have faced yet another threat to his life when a man presenting fake VIP credentials was taken into custody after a shotgun, high-capacity magazine, and a loaded handgun. All was discovered in his vehicle at a rally over the weekend. So we're just now hearing about this. Local law enforcement claims the incident is, quote, probably, and again, they're saying probably, a third assassination attempt, but a source close to Trump campaign downplayed the threat and told DailyMail.com that the gunman was apprehended before posing any danger. Let me say that again. So they're downplaying the threat because he was apprehended and posed no danger. So I guess they're going to downplay the event that happened at the golf course too, because after all, the authorities found the gun barrel sticking out through the bushes and he never fired the gun, so there was posed no threat. So we'll just downplay that as well. It's unbelievable, guys, what they actually come up with and what these people say. 49-year-old Vim Miller, V-E-M Miller, was taken into custody after he was stopped at a checkpoint near the former president's rally. This happened at Coachella, California. This took place actually yesterday, and we're just now hearing about this. Quote, this incident did not impact the safety of President Trump or the attendees of the event. The Riverside County Sheriff's Office insisted in a statement on the incident, but Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco told Southern California News Group that, quote, we probably stopped another assassination attempt. Let that soak in. Here is the Riverside County Sheriff is telling a news organization out of California that we probably stopped another assassination attempt, yet it's being downplayed. Bianco, a known Trump supporter, told the outlet that Miller presented a fake VIP and press passes at the checkpoint, which is what led to the search. Wow. Miller was found to be an illegal, Miller was found to be in illegal possession. I wanted to make sure I clarify that, of the firearms and ammo when his black SUV was checked on Saturday. He was booked at John Benoit Detention Center, where he made his $10,000 bail. Great, this guy's back out on the street. $5,000 for each of his two misdemeanors for which he was charged, and as of Sunday, was no longer in custody. Really? Guys, let me say that again. This man, the sheriff that was at the incident, is stating that this man probably was going to try to take out the former president at the rally, even said himself, we probably stopped another attempt on his life. The guy gets total $15,000 of bail and gets released and is now walking the streets again. But again, is anyone surprised this is California? I mean, seriously, Miller has his next court appearance set for January 2nd. A source close with Trump's campaign told DailyMail.com that, quote, there was no assassination attempt in California. So a source close with Trump's campaign is saying there was no attempt, but yet the sheriff is saying that we probably stopped an attempt. So who's right? Who's wrong? It's unbelievable, isn't it? Again, the latest comes as Trump's protective detail remains on high alert following two assassination attempts. Again, possibly three. So there is potential that this could be the fourth. Again, depending on what you actually believe as the narratives. And the rest of this article just rehashes all of the stuff that we've already known. So I don't want to really get into that too much, but I do want to show you this. This all consequently comes on the heels of recently where Biden got up and he said that, quote, he is worried about violence around the presidential election. Again, this all falls on the heels of President Biden telling reporters last Friday that he is, quote, confident the election will be free and fair. So we can all sleep peacefully tonight because he is confident that the election will be free and fair. But he said he was concerned about the potential for violence if former President Trump again refuses to accept the will of the voters. So it's all on the shoulders of Trump. If Trump doesn't accept the will of the voters, then we could see, quote, potential for violence. Quote, I'm confident it will be free and fair. I don't know whether it will be peaceful, Biden said during a surprise appearance at the White House. Quote, the things that Trump has said and the things that he said last time out when he didn't like the outcome of the election were, quote, very dangerous. And then the rest of this is just, quote, I don't know anything about what Biden said, Trump told reporters in Georgia when he, so they confronted Trump about this and asked his opinion on it. And he said, quote, I can only hope that it's going to be free and fair. And I think in this state it will be. And I hope in every state it will be. And I think we're going to do very well. So guys, again, if you're just joining us, we are, and we've got about almost 300 people in here, and it's on a Sunday afternoon. I know that this is a very unusual for us to come on here on a Sunday afternoon, but this is, I believe we've got two stories that are noteworthy. If you're just joining us, again, please go back and watch the beginning of this. We are reporting that there is in the state of California at a rally that took place yesterday. They're saying now there's conflicting reports. And I'm going to go with what the sheriff said. It's kind of like all the gaslighting against the locals in North Carolina. The mainstream media keeps telling us that FEMA is the greatest relief that ever was, and they do no harm, and the government has got your back, and they're there for you, and they've never abandoned you. But you go to the locals, and you talk to the locals there, and you get a whole different tune. And I'd rather believe the locals than I would what these folks in the White House are telling me. So I'm going to go with the local sheriff there, who is telling us that there has probably been a foiled attack, yet another attempt on President Trump's life. And again, this one comes from the most recent rally that just took place in California. And this is just unbelievable that they were even reporting this yet again. And of course, Biden is gaslighting everybody else, warning that, you know, MAGA supporters and Trump, and they're the ones stoking the violence. Even though I'm not gonna pull this up, but we reported this on our main website. One of their pundits got on, one of these political pundits got on CNN the other night, and they were using rhetoric that I can't even repeat because it'll get flagged. But yet these individuals are stoking the violence, right? So we've got this going on in America. And then want to give you this latest report. This is coming out of the Middle East. Again, this is coming out of the Middle East. Breaking news. There has been at least 67 injured. I'm sure this number will probably go up in at least four in critical condition. Again, at least 67 injured and four in critical condition in a apparent drone attack. Let me read this. This is coming from Ynet News. This is an affiliate out of Israel. Quote, dozens of casualties have been sustained from a drone strike in the Binyamin area of northern Israel. They're calling this the highest number of casualties in a single event since October 7th of last year. And we all know what took place on October 7th. According to the general director, General Eli Ben, I don't know how you pronounce his name, said that at least 67 people have been injured on a Sunday evening from a drone strike launched by Hezbollah that exploded near Binyamina in northern Israel. Four of the injured are defined as critical. Five others were seriously injured, and many others are in moderate condition. According to the report, the MDA teams have evacuated 39 casualties and military and other ambulances evacuated another 25. Again, they're calling this a, quote, mass casualty event. And all of this, guys, is coming on the heels of the reports. And we reported on this yesterday, I believe. We did a breaking news on this. I want to show you this. Again, this all comes on the heels of Iran nuclear facilities, government branches, all being struck by what they're calling major and massive cyber attacks amid rising tensions with Israel. Again, we put all the links to that in our main website. Again, all three branches of Iranian government as of yesterday and its nuclear facilities all struck by massive cyber attacks, and information was stolen. At the time of the reporting of this, they're saying that they don't officially know who did this, And again, this also comes on the heels. I want to pull this up and show you this. This also comes on the heels, guys, of U.S. officials saying that Israel has narrowed down its targets for strike on Iran. And when you read this article, again, this is from NBC News, they stated that the strike could take place at any time, and it could come during this weekend's celebration of Yom Kippur. So it looks as if Hezbollah, knowing this information, Iran, knowing this information, and all the factions and the factions of associated with Iran, these proxies, they all know what's coming. According to that report that we showed you from NBC, that it looks as if at least what Israel has relayed to the White House, that Israel will target, quote, Iranian military and energy infrastructure. So it's almost as if it looks as though as Hezbollah wants to get one step ahead of them, and they want to maybe kind of keep them occupied with these attacks over here. So, guys, things are escalating. Also, breaking news, and I just thought about this. I wasn't going to talk about this, but I just remembered this. I want to report this to you as of the reporting of this. Again, this is on October 13th. We're officially at the beginning of the week, Sunday being the first day of the week. Let me pull this article up. I want to show you this. Again, this is breaking news. Give me just a second. I'm going to pull this up. The United States has announced it will deploy somewhere between, again, the number is, they're saying about 100 troops. And all of this is to, quote, operate advanced anti-missile system in Israel amid heightened tensions. Again, this is multiple sources reporting this, that the U.S. will send an advanced anti-missile system and U.S. troops to operate it to Israel to, quote, help bolster Israel's air defenses following Iran's unprecedented attack against Israel on the 13th of April, and then again on October 1st. Again, this is coming from Pentagon officials. Approximately 100 U.S. troops will all be involved in the deployment of this. Again, this will operate in Israel to operate this advanced anti-missile system in Israel. So, guys, we've been here all week. This has been an all week. We've been on here every single day of this week and broadcasted. It has been a busy week. We've had a lot of developments. We've had a lot of things going on, and I don't suspect it's going to slow down any when we head into tomorrow and the rest of the week. So again, we wanted to get you up to speed and get you up to date. We are literally weeks out from U.S. elections getting ready to transpire here in America, and it's not just Biden coming out and saying that there's a concern for political upheaval, violence, and unrest. But we've been warned by multiple sources, the FBI, the CIA, the DHS, all of these have warned that there could be a lot of things taking place right around the time of the election, either before, during, or right after, especially after, depending on who wins. And honestly, it doesn't really matter who wins the election, because either way, I believe we're going to see unrest in this country and in America. And also, I wanted to, sometimes this week, either today or tomorrow, or it won't be tonight, but tomorrow maybe, or Tuesday, I want to share a message with you guys, since I've got you on here. I want to share a message about how I believe the hedge is coming down. I want to show you why I believe that God's hand of favor is just continually being lifted off of America and allowing and permitting disaster after disaster after disaster. And I believe by the time we show you what we're going to show you this week, I don't think you're going to be sitting back scratching your head saying, well, I wonder what opened the door for this. I wonder what allowed this crack and this opportunity to come and allow the hand of the favor of God to be lifted from our country. Because I believe by the time we show you this hardcore evidence, that you're not going to be left speculating and scratching your head on how this came about. So guys, I don't want to keep you long today. Again, I thank you for coming on. Again, please do us a favor, God. Hit the like button. Hit the share. Subscribe to us. Hit that bell notification. You guys on YouTube, Rumble, wherever you're listening from. And again, of course, if you don't have our app, guys, what are you doing? It's free. Download it today. Hit yes to push notifications. It's on Apple. It's on Android. It's absolutely free. And again, when you download that and hit yes to push notifications, you're going to be good to go, squared away. You will have every headline, every podcast, every breaking news alert, everything will be right there at your fingertips. So we would appreciate you guys doing that to keep up with our ministry. And of course, as always, guys, don't forget tomorrow night, we'll be right back here, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, because we have our live prayer session, a live prayer meeting every Monday night. If you're new, first time joining us from Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, wherever you're coming in from, right here on our YouTube channel, we want to encourage you to subscribe, because this is where you're going to be with the other body of Christ. And we enter into a time of corporate prayer and fasting, and we will pray, or not fasting, excuse me. I want to correct that. If you feel led to fast, go ahead, but we pray, and we pray about, needs. We pray about, topics, situations, breaking news, whatever's going on. We pray about that. And then we pray for one another and each other's needs. We take prayer requests live right there in the chat session. So all that takes place on Monday nights, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. As always, guys, don't forget, we are a partner supported ministry. We do not sell any merchandise. No podcast or of expense. We don't charge memberships. Our website is free. Our app is free. We rely on partners just like you. And if you'd feel led to support this ministry, or even take it a step further and partner with us, I want to give you that opportunity. You can do that two different ways. You can give electronically, or you can give right there on your screen by check or money order at End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia 30655. So guys, we're going to sign off for tonight, and we plan on being right back here tomorrow, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, for live prayer. If we have something coming up that I feel that we need to share with you before that, we will notify you ahead of time so that you can hop on here, and we'll share that with you as well. So until we see you guys tomorrow night, I pray the Lord bless you, may he keep you, and may his countenance shine upon you. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.